And now, a word from our sponsor, General Fallon's Second Head. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 140.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And our little...
That was really gross.
Whoa.
Our little sponsorship there is courtesy of oncepodcast.com/83, as well as areyoujustwatching.com/35, where you can hear our reviews of Jack the Giant Slayer. And then it will make complete and total sense, and you will be talking that way too once you see Jack the Giant Slayer, which
Pretty
we
much.
Really enjoyed. So you can go check out the podcast where we gave the review over there by going to oncepodcast.com. So, you know, I'll put these links in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/140. This is our Twitter episode.
You said that really weird.
Yeah. It was momentary Twitterish puberty.
Puberty. It sounded more like puberty. A teenage girl with a really low voice.
What?
This is our Twitter episode.
Pretty much.
Like, I love
it's
Twitter.
It's going to be awesome.
We're going to say everything in 140 characters or less.
And they're all going to go to the mall.
Or like hashtag everything. Hashtag just saying. Hashtag, you know what I mean?
And like will be like every like other like word.
Hashtag, I don't like that. Hashtag awkward silence.
Did I hurt your head, Jeremy?
I don't think it was just you. I think... .. Hashtag, I'm so confused.
He ran us out of space in his tweet.
Okay.
Continued.
Are we actually doing this?
No.
Okay.
No. Hashtag no.
You didn't get the memo? It was 140 characters.
We really made Twitter sound like it was only for teenage girls.
I know.
Hey, you know what?
Or in maybe the just Daniel is a teenage girl.
Like, what? Totally.
In the beginning of Twitter, it did seem like the thing that only teens would be interested in.
It seemed stupid.
Kind of like Facebook, too, sometimes.
I've been on Twitter for, well, it's got to be 6 years now.
Yeah.
That's me talking like my old man Twitter self.
I requested my Twitter archive, and I have yet to receive the stone tablets, so I'm still waiting
goodness.
For that.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's old school.
Yeah, quite a bit. Because in Twitter years, that's like 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago or
it's
something.
It's like forever.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
I'm never let's... talking that way again.
Good. Our fans will enjoy that too.
Hashtag we're done.
Yeah. Now, let's share. It's been a couple weeks since we did an episode, so now we have more weeks to draw from. Our comedy. So let's share this. Funny stuff from the last week or so. And in this case, it's a couple weeks.
I'm not familiar with the time measurement, so.
Oh, it's as precise as exactly a month.
I get it.
Think about that.
Jokes. I get
yeah.
Jokes.
This was a dream Jenny had.
Oh, dear. Here it comes.
Does she know she had this dream?
Well, kind of, but she quickly forgot
about
it. It
was one of these annoying things that he was like, the next morning he said, do you remember what you did last night? And I was like, oh, no. He was like, I'm going to save it for the ramen noodle. I'm not going to tell you about it.
Oh, my goodness. So you don't know what he's going to say.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, she might remember this as I say it. So, Jenny, if you want to fill in the details of what you were actually dreaming when you said this, then you can go ahead with that. But you know that many times in the past, Jenny has said very interesting things.
I should just earn my own segment. I should just have Jenny's my own dreams. Segment.
Yeah, we need someone to make a little bumper clip for that, the Jenny's Dreams segment.
Ooh, she sounds kind of like that.
It's like ghostly dreams. Well, so Jenny woke up. And I was slightly awake or awake enough to hear what she said and to hear it and remember it. And she just out of the blue asked, what are you going to do about that snake? Now, I was conscious enough to think she's talking in her sleep. I'm going to respond to this. But then
did
my
you
mind
play with me?
Nope. Well, not quite. But my mind started going through all of these possibilities of things
you are
I could
a twisted
say.
Evil man.
I had thoughts of like, oh, Jenny, that's our new pet, or like I'm gonna eat it, or
I married this man. I did.
So bubs, what are you gonna do with that Swiss cake wall?
What I ended up doing was taking the more heroic approach because I thought she might be having a bad dream and she needs some kind of reassurance in this bad dream because I knew there was no snake in the room, just there's been no spider in the room or anything like that.
You did the lesser non-noble thing.
The lesser non-noble. Well,
so I said, I'll kill it for you.
Oh, I remember you saying that. And I was like... That really doesn't help me because I know there's no snake in the room. So, okay, I'm remembering now what happened. I just don't remember saying what I said.
But
I do remember you saying, I'll kill it for you. But wasn't I out of bed?
No, you were still in bed. This was like 3 a.m. in the morning or something.
I thought I was out of bed.
No, it was still dark.
Okay, my mind was out of bed. I was having an out-of-body experience.
You were chasing the snake, that's why.
I thought I was on my way to the bathroom or something, and I was like... And then that's when I heard you say, I'll kill it for it. And I was like, well, that's not very helpful. There is no snake.
Well...
There is no snake.
A couple hours later, or however many hours later it was, you woke up a little bit again. And this time, though, you said... Thanks for killing that snake for me.
And the Lewis house is crazy at night. Just saying.
Yeah. So that nice. Was...
I think
yeah.
I meant to thank you for comforting me by telling me that you were going to kill the snake. But it came out, thanks for killing the snake for me.
Like, oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Anytime.
Oh,
anytime.
My goodness.
Wow. That is my random noodle update. Jeremy, what have you got?
Well.
Face palm.
That's what I've got actually here. Come here. Let me give you the face palm pilot.
Yeah, just hold your hand still.
No,
I'll
not
smack
your hand.
My head.
Your head.
I
I'm
think
tired.
My head is a little bit too oily right now.
Run your... Okay.
Well, just tell us everything.
Yeah, I will use this Post-it note to wipe my
that.
Face.
Use a tissue. Here you go. That was
amazing. Anyway, I may have actually said on the show before, or maybe it was in a post or a pre-show or something, that sometimes at work when I walk into the break room... There are so many computers along one wall, and people are in there goofing off because it's their break. It's like cutting the end off the tube of the internet, off the YouTubes. It's like staring into the untempered schism of the vortex of YouTube, because it will be on multiple screens. All kinds of crazy things are just happening, and it's staring you right in the face from these giant screens. Well... I end up learning about all sorts of interesting things this way. One in particular thing that I learned, and it wasn't actually in the break room. It was in the spot where we clock in, which made it even funnier because it was sort of unexpected. This is actually a sheep, despite what the title that my co-hosts can see says.
I'm laughing already. anticipation.
They make some interesting... Well, they just have some interesting behaviors, and I never knew, but I learned about this. So let's hear it.
And we'll have this video in the show notes, too. So I don't know what this is, but here it goes.
Please play it again.
And
I love it. I'm gonna thanks, you know me well.
I want it as a ringtone, actually.
That's hilarious.
And goats also make interesting sounds.
When I'm having a bad day, I'm going to play that.
Or you just walk around the house going,
I don't look like a goat. What are you saying? No, just
you can make the sound of the sheep.
It wouldn't have the same effect because I don't have a goat face.
Chat room wants us to auto-tune it.
No, it's great the way it is. So goats also make strange sounds, and this next video has some goats and some sheep.
Sorry, I'm kind of out of control right now. I'll be okay in a few minutes.
There you go. Yes, these are goats. Oh, and here's our friend.
They look so...
He looks like a proper mountain goat.
So this is a whole video of just goats and mm-hmm. sheep. That sounds like me after some bad chili. Oh.
This one's a baby.
These are the deaf goats
Another
of the world.
Sheep.
Really?
Oh my. Oh, I love this guy.
Oh wow. So we'll have these videos because the audio is great, but you gotta watch them too.
You gotta see their faces.
They just stick their tongues out and they scream with their tongues out.
Maybe I'll do that sometime. Maybe we should all do that. Like practice. I sound like a goat.
That's not what a goat sounds like, right? Like the sheep doesn't actually like, wah!
I think they do.
That's crazy. I want a sheep now. It'd make my life so much funnier.
For a minute. And then you'd be like, I want to get rid of this thing now.
I used to be at a place that had a petting zoo outside. And sometimes when I take a walk, I started to get worried because I heard from the other side of this lake, I hear this, hey, hey,
hey, hey. You actually are pretty good at sounding like a goat, I must say.
Well, it wasn't a goat. It was a peacock or something like that. Oh. And it sounded like a baby crying and or something like a baby crying for help.
Wow. Your face. While doing that was kind of hilarious.
More reason why we should someday do a video.
Oh,
hint, hint, hint,
hint.
Can you play the sheep one?
Is that
again?
A hint or
just one
play
more
it,
time?
Play it.
Play it again. Play it again.
I love play it. The sheep.
Ah!
So are you saying you walked in?
It doesn't sound legitimate. It doesn't even sound legit.
Are you saying you walked into a room and this was on a whole bunch of screens playing at the same time?
But it was on the computer where I clocked in, and it just kept getting played as soon as I came in. So it's kind of how I was greeted.
You know how on Windows computers you can set them up to make a sound whenever you log in? That would be awesome. Yeah. Well, with that delay too, so you hear the subtle sound, and then after they've already logged in and started typing their email,
I want it as my ringtone.
I want my laptop to do that. I would be greeted with screaming every day. I'm going to YouTube right now and looking up screaming sheep.
Oh, wow.
And we know what Johnny's going to be watching for the next 2 days.
Oh, this will make a new dream story for next week.
What's you going to do with that sheep? I'll kill it for you. Thanks for killing the sheep.
Whoa, that was kind
of intense. Or she'll just, in the middle of the night, go,
with my tongue sticking out.
And then she'll spit on me.
Wow. Do it.
That was great. Good videos, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Great.
And thank you to the sheep and the goats for sounding like humans, and I never knew. But Rose in the chat room says it's true. They really do it.
They scream like that? Like humans?
Mm-hmm. When we first started talking about it, she was like, clearly you've never lived in the country.
That's why farmers are such jolly people. They get to be around hilarity all day.
Jenny, what is your random noodle update?
Oh, I forgot I had one. I do have one. I actually have two, if you want me to share them. Quite short.
Go ahead.
Okay. I spoke like Gollum recently.
Which is very appropriate, because we just rewatched the whole Harry Potter series.
Not Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings. Oops. Yeah, well, I was in the car, and I was talking, and then I found myself, like, kind of in an outburst, fussing at myself, and I was saying, no, be quiet! And then just short kicks, I added, my precious. And Daniel was like, what did you...
I don't remember this. Was I asleep?
No, this was... We were on our way to church, and I was like, no, be quiet! And I said, no, my precious.
And later, Daniel said, thanks for killing Gollum for me.
All right, my second one is, Daniel and I went to our wedding recently, and the bride and groom were cutting their cake, and right after...
Who cut the cake?
And after they cut the cake, this little girl walked up to the cake, and just, she put her hand on the cake.
Oh.
She touched the cake.
Aww. Did she leave a handprint?
No, it was fondant, actually, so it was good. But she was quite embarrassed, because everybody was like, oh, no! So she went back crying.
She's going to be afraid of cake for the rest of her life.
She's like, I'm scared of cake.
They're offering, do you want a piece?
No!
Keep it away from me!
Get it away! Suddenly, no!
A sheep was heard screaming in the distance.
Is that pretty good?
That's good.
Yeah. So, scarred for life, little girl.
I can see it now. When she gets married, it's going to be...
I don't want cake at my wedding.
Yeah, she's going to be like...
I don't.
No, we're having cookies. Wedding cookies.
Wedding cookies.
Ooh, that would be cool.
It might be cool.
I saw... You know those giant cookies?
You could just fling them like Frisbees instead of handing them out on plates.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what the coolest thing I've seen at weddings? At a wedding?
What?
I didn't see it. Cake-wise, I mean... Cake pops.
Ice cream cakes?
Cake pops. Cake pops at a wedding.
Cake pops are great everywhere.
How do you cut a cake pop?
You don't cut the cake pop. You feed each other cake pops.
Well.
It's hard to smash a cake pop on somebody's nose without taking out their eye.
You have to take it off the stick first.
Oh.
Ends up in their nose.
Oh. And if it's a big enough cake pop and it's red, then they look like clowns.
Cake pops are so nice.
Ooh, a small cake pop up the nose.
Cake pop.
We were at a wedding recently.
A different one
a while back where what they did, they were going They planned to smash the cake in each other's faces. Now, Jenny and I decided not to do that. We respected each other enough back then not to do it. But now, you know, now it's more like...
this couple didn't respect each other. They're just, you know, fun-loving.
Yeah. You guys are like, we're like, now where's the cake?
Yeah, now let's we're much more casual. Cakes, it's like, hey, this I seems like it'd be a lot of fun.
Gladly smash cake in your face today and every day.
But at this wedding, what they did is the couple walked around. Well, each, the husband walked around, and then the wife walked around, each holding a box, and they were collecting money for their honeymoon.
This is quite clever.
And whoever collected the most money got to smash the cake in the other person's face.
Yeah, they had a couple people going around carrying these boxes, and it wasn't the bride and groom who were carrying around the boxes. Okay, yeah. It was. They're like maid of honor and their best man and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Clever.
So like everybody would cheer when the groom got another dollar. And everybody like, no, boo, and the bride got a dollar.
Nice. That's a good way to decide.
It is.
It might be a good way to decide lots of things, actually.
Yeah. Money. Just throw money at it.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say bake a cake and
rub some bacon on it.
Yeah. Well, that's always a good way to fix anything.
I love how you did your fingers like the snapping, but you didn't actually snap.
I don't know. I couldn't decide whether I wanted to snap.
You were just like, Numa Numa.
It's kind of like wanting to whistle and not knowing how to. It's like, I want to snap, but I can't, so I'll just do the motions like I'm snapping.
Did somebody say snap?
Whoa.
It's a loud one.
It's my superpower.
Super
you,
snap.
You
snap
should loudly. Be my clapper for like video synchronization things.
Or you could be like one of
that's
those.
That's not going
to
be my
job. You could
job.
Go to a jazz concert and snap.
Clapper boy, come here.
Yeah, never call me that no, again.
You know those jazz clubs where you snap instead of clap? For an applause. I speak as if I've been into jazz clubs.
I'm just going to keep snapping for us. Hey, I've got another video.
Yes.
That I want to share.
Is it funny?
You'll have to decide. Sad. It's just something I really felt needed to be shared. It's just a piece of a Taylor Swift song. Oh. And it really speaks to me.
Oh, my.
Interesting. I knew you were trouble when you walked. Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
Fantastic.
I'm going to YouTube right now for that, too.
Well, you can just go to our show notes for these videos, Jenny, which will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/140.
It's amazing how it just really never gets old. I've heard it so many times. So many times. And I'll never be able to hear that song. I wasn't even familiar with the song.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is it this one?
That is a new internet meme.
No.
As Jenny searches YouTube, because she must have the screaming goats.
Must have.
Sheep, whatever they are. That one was a sheep. It's the goats that go,
Hey, pretty soon we're going to try something a bit new in the ramen noodle, and that is that we're going to try doing some...
Screams. Just kidding.
Yeah, Jeremy will play the part of the goat, and I will play the part of Taylor Swift.
Oh, gosh.
But no. We're going to try doing some video stuff pretty soon. So the best way for you to be able to watch for that is make sure that you're watching the website, cleancomedypodcast.com, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, which right now I'm using the overall Noodle Mix Network YouTube channel. So that's at youtube.com/noodlemix. And eventually we might be splitting out a separate video feed of the ramen noodle, or maybe we'll just change the ramen noodle to video, or probably not, but we'll see. But we're just going to have some fun, maybe not do this on a weekly basis, but watch for it. And we'll certainly let you know in the audio podcast when we have a new video out there, and we'll be tweeting about it and all of that kind of stuff. Now, we got some voicemail, too, and, well, some messages, and I'm just going to do one, but it's worth playing this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our listeners. This is where you can send us your funny stuff. To feedback at cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message link. And that now works on your iPhone or iPad as well. So send us your funny stuff, funny jokes, funny stories from yourself and such.
That was great. You just took your tongue out.
I didn't. I'll have to practice that part.
Yeah, just take your tongue out.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not real.
That applies to just about everything. Stick your tongue out or else it's not real. And forget the whole pinching yourself thing. Stick your tongue out. That's how you know whether it's real.
Oh. That's... scary. Jeremy's got a picture of a Barney suit on
but
his screen.
Actually, Barney ate a man, and we'll have that picture in the show notes. I have proof that not only might Barney be Satan, but he eats people.
Yep.
Yes. And can't you just feel that it's time for some video? Tonight. There's so many visual things in this world.
Like our screaming with our tongues out.
I've been using eyes... my whole life. Quite a long time. 904 years. And it's just time for people to see what I see.
You had a birthday recently, don't forget.
I know. I was 903 and now I'm 904.
You're not 111?
No.
One?
Much older.
Oh.
This came
in. We've got mail.
Yeah, we've got mail, which would look a lot better on video. This came in from, let me see if I get this name. We got a letter in from Ashton
Kutcher.
And
what's he known for? I don't know any witty comebacks for that.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I don't know. But Ashton Kutcher sent in a chocolate bar wrapped in a letter. Now, the difficult thing, you know, we've said we welcome chocolate wrapped in dollar bills. Well, apparently, I guess he felt his letter was worth more than money. And generally, that's not the case. But we're going to check this letter out and see, because he very carefully taped this thing on that I can't get off.
Would you like some help? Did he?
But it's actually a white chocolate bar. So, for once in
don't
our
eat
podcast,
that racist whoops, chocolate.
For once in our podcast life, I think I just ripped it.
Oh, no.
This is chocolate sent primarily for my interest.
Pretty much. Because white chocolate is.
And okay. New rule.
Do you see what the wrapper is?
Not so much tape.
Is it a Wonka?
No.
It's a purplish wrapper.
And it has...
You guys kind of ad-lib while I try.
A dinosaur on it.
Blah, 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 blah.
But it's not a purple dinosaur. It's not Satan chocolate. Don't worry about that.
It's white chocolate, not black chocolate.
White chocolate.
Okay, this is getting cut.
Ah! Your tongue out?
Yeah.
That's why you put your head towards the wall.
I was trying to be the sheep, so I was trying to move my head from one side to the other like he did.
And all right, so I broke the rules already.
Oh, gosh.
This is a continuing message. It says, so here's what you do. Lift the page, which took some effort to do.
Lift the page.
Continue lifting till you get to the bottom.
There's
a donation enclosed.
Ooh.
So no scissors. K-N-O-W.
Oopsie.
Scissors. Yeah, oops.
No scissors. Know yourself.
Hey, look, I see chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate's good.
I see dead chocolate.
And a dinosaur.
Actually, he never
ghost
said
chocolate.
Daddy.
It's white.
Ah! My tongue wasn't out. It wasn't real.
My voice needs to rest. I'm not going to scream anymore.
Enjoy. Do you play Gmod?
I don't know what Gmod is.
And I play Gmod like, all the time.
Wow, this is involved.
Like, this would be better for a video.
I mod Gs.
Or Half-Life?
I mod H's.
And now the message that I ripped up. Or
I mod a lot of
blah, blah, blah.
V's. Consummate V's. I said consummate.
Okay, you know what? Ashton is cool, but this message is really hard to get to, and I'm losing calories.
You broke the rules.
If you don't have any tumors,
oh,
well, we'll take care of that.
Oh, my.
You're ripping it!
Did it say that?
Yeah.
Ashton's threatening us with tumors?
For those being injected, praying mantis DNA. Oh, he's quoting from Portal.
Portal!
Oh. On a side note, my room is freezing, and my hands are only... numb something.
It sounds like
this
a journal.
Is, yeah, I think this is his last will and testament. Like,
it's the writing to us with Gladys.
The drums, they're coming.
This is taking me so much longer than it will for you to open it. Oh, trust me, no. I'll probably do this much quicker. See, this is why these are months late.
Months late. You're ripping it.
Well, this is very appropriate what's under here. Next, it says something irritated yet? Getting irritated yet? Yes.
Something irritated yet?
Something.com.
This is the episode in which Jeremy screams like a sheep and quotes Homestar Runner. That's basically what's happened in the last 40, 30 minutes, whatever.
Well, this is interesting. And now everybody's going to send us packages that are really hard to
please
open.
Please do not. We will never open this on live on air again. And there is nothing there. And this is probably such riveting audio.
Riveting. No, ripping audio.
Haven't you just given up and used scissors yet?
You said to know scissors, and you can't know scissors and use scissors.
Okay, and then there's this tiny little wrapped piece of paper that says nothing.
It's just like a scrap.
Paper of nothing. But the candy bar is a... Cookie-saurus from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
You mean it's cookies and cream?
It's chocolate cookie pieces in a white chocolate bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Is a complete
mess. I think I might have to have a piece of that.
I'll eat a piece of that dinosaur.
Wow. Just check out all of this junk. And that's from Ashton.
Hey, and don't talk about Ashton's junk that way.
Yes, it's late by several months. I apologize. I'm a busy man. He goes on ranting about school and chores and life.
Oh, wow.
You matter, Ashton. Thanks so much.
You matter.
You matter.
So anyone who'd like to send us chocolate wrapped once in dollar bills or something.
Wrapped once.
You can email or you can send chocolate or anything. Packages.
Through email.
To us, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. Address that to The Ramen Noodle. And you can send us your funny stories, feedback, videos you find, pictures and stuff to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 or go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message link over there somewhere on the site. And join us when we record this podcast live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's GMT minus 5 over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
And I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/Phlegon. That is spelled P-H-L-E-G-O.
Your tongue was on, I can tell. It's great. And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysandaguysatriptodiscreet.
So next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because
my tongue was out.
There's only one life worth living. They may try and sing, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Be an
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.